Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
It's a cash bonanza at Republic, where you can win a weekend trip for two to Arrow Point Resort. From February 5th to May 25th, Republic Bank is offering Make It Happen loans for your cash, furniture, appliance, and consumer needs with low or no down payment, quick approvals, and affordable repayment. Plus, two lucky customers will win a day trip to Kaichu Falls. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Call or visit any branch of Republic Bank or go online to apply for your loan today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta visited Lawrence to discuss local government elections and to seek his and Monica's support for Ignatius. Monica arrived and was very angry, and Coretta quickly left. Simon invited Myrtle to lunch and told her he has decided to stay in Guyana and participate in the upcoming local government elections. He tried to seduce her, and she immediately prepared to leave when Coretta arrived. Myrtle left, and Simon began seducing Coretta as well. Right now, Myrtle is on the phone.
Sister Sean, when that man told me he wanted me, I felt all kind of things that I haven't felt in years. It's like this fire just raised up in me. I felt like I wanted to make love. Oh, Sister Cheryl, I have sinned. The prayer group will have to lift me up in prayer so that I do not fall in lust with this man because of who he is. No. I can't disclose his identity. Oh, gosh. I have to go. I will talk to you later. Okay. Bye.
Well, I can know it's which man got me aunties are hot and bothered.
What? Catalina, please.
Look, don't pretend, man, Auntie Myrtle. I heard almost everything.
Oh, don't you know it's rude to eavesdrop?
It's only me. Plus, the conversation was juicy.
Look, I'm going to my room.
So wait, you ain't telling me who's this fella?
No.
And you think I ain't gonna find out?
Catalina, please leave it alone. I'm begging you.
All right. Sorry.
Look, I don't mean to shout at you.
It's okay.
I have no plans to follow up this man, so it's none issue.
But Auntie Myrtle, look how many years it has been since you had anybody.
And I am too old for that now.
And you're never too old to find love.
Catalina,
all have different needs as human beings.
And some needs are better denied.
Think about a local Democratic Council, for example. You think one man can do it alone?
I don't see how this relates to me.
The council is made up of different people because the community has several needs, Auntie.
Okay.
Look at this. Local government is made up of 10 regional councils, 9 municipal councils, and 62 neighborhood democratic councils. What do you think can happen if all these pieces were to fall apart?
I guess the country will be in a mess. But I still don't see how this relates to me.
Just like how the local government would collapse if everything fall apart, it's the same way we as people could fall apart if we have nothing or no one to anchor us.
Okay.
You can't pass up on love, Auntie Myrtle. You should take every opportunity to enjoy your life right now.
I wish it were that simple.
Give the man a chance. This is all I can tell you. I got in a lie down.
Give the man a chance. If you only knew who it was. Speak of the devil. Hello. Look, I can't really feel you chat right now. Catalina is home. But if I lock up in my room, she will know that something is up. Look, oh gosh. Okay. All right. Just give me a few minutes.
Coretta? Is what happened to you this morning, man? You look like a mess.
Don't worry. I don't feel as bad as I look.
Is what happened?
Bye, Sonny. I meet with my mito.
What?
I decided to go home with somebody yesterday, and I don't know if we come from or we make out of. But I never meet a big man like he. It's so way of farce, eh? You reading up from the handbook for counselors?
Y'all, I want to keep myself updated with everything. It's no easy responsibility we got at the village council.
Well, we all know that.
We supposed to be constantly working to improve the living conditions of villagers.
Is enough work.
They include drainage. We supposed to make sure them drains and trenches dug at all times. And make sure we clear and repair all them canals, drains, dams, cooker, everybody.
Well, I guess we ain't doing a bad job. I mean, look at how some places they flood the other day. But Marunda ain't flood.
That is true.
You know what we need in Marunda though? Some more economic activity.
Well, regulation of economic activities is also part of your duties.
We're going out with the market though. We need to do something about them empty stalls that some people give up.
Yes. Next meeting, I think I can suggest they find people to fill them up.
Well, they're good. Anyway, you still want to be village chairman?
Look, man, I would even settle for deputy village chairman at this point.
Well, good. Work along with Ignatius now. Together, y'all could form a powerful alliance and get the people on y'all's side and the other councillors so that they could vote for y'all.
Coretta, you know I ain't one time no bundle with Ignatius. As much as he been doing good things for the village, I know he ruthless.
What was this?
Talking about the other councillors, look who come in there. Like we did plan for get a meeting at me shop today.
Mortal, what are you doing here? Father, forgive me for my sins. No, this is a mistake.
So, you came?
Simon, I shouldn't have.
Ah, come in.
I really should leave.
I just want to talk, Mortal. Is that too much to ask?
No.
Come, sit. Comfortable?
I'm okay.
You smell delicious, Merle.
Oh, Simon, please don't speak to me like that. You're making me nervous.
When last you were loved, eh, Myrtle? 20? 30 years?
I'm in my 70s now. where am I going searching for love?
Darling, no matter the age, we all deserve love. Come on. Come here.
No, stop it, Simon. Simon, stop it. This is not right. You were with my niece.
And yet I never felt this fire from her as I'm feeling for you.
Can we change the subject? So, what is this you're reading?
Oh, I'm just brushing up on the responsibilities of the NDC and so on, since I'm planning to run in November.
Mm-hmm. So what you learned?
Well, local organs are responsible for public facilities like market, even slaughterhouses and the cemeteries.
Oh.
Also, they control the trees and animals and public land, emergency and disaster response, and local constabularies.
Well, our council did not do that.
Don't worry. When the people vote me in, Murundoy will have it all. Which reminds me, I have to speak to Nurse June and make sure that they are enforcing certain public health regulations.
Well. You are really serious about this.
All people who intend to take up leadership should research like this.
You're right.
I want to speak to the council. I see they have some huge buildings going up around the village. And I want to know if they review and approve the business plans and issue permits.
I think you will make a great leader, Simon.
I will be my greatest with you by my side.
Oh, Simon.
Are you hungry? I cooked a lovely fish stew using some spices from Bihari.
I think I should go.
No, Myrtle. Stay.
No, Simon. You don't understand. The temptation with you is too great and I cannot sin my soul.
You can seek repentance after.
Simon!
Shh! Just go with the flow.
Sonny, tell your fellow counselor that you must learn to leave people's husband alone.
You got to be a mad woman if you think I want Lawrence. Right now, last night, I was with a man who left me questioning everything about life. That is how good this man good. Why you are with Lawrence?
Well, don't take God out your thoughts and come back by me house.
It's settled in.
I still wonder if you can support Ignatius Domonico.
You are a mad woman if you believe you could ever change my mind for support Ignatius.
What Ignatius ever do to you?
I ain't gonna justify that with an answer. Sonny, let me get two Indie Spice Day. The cardamom and the black pepper. I run out. And a bag of the brown rice.
All right.
Bihari got the best spices, no girl?
Mm-hmm.
Monica, I know me use not friends, but still consider what I say.
Ain't nothing you can say or do for make I change my mind for support Ignatius.
Here you go, Monica. Anything else?
Nah, that is it. Look.
Change.
I could change the 5,000 if you ain't got change, you know, Sonny.
It's alright, it's alright.
Must tell Lawrence to say hello.
Sonny, give me my change quick, let me go along my way.
Here you go.
Nonsense.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Coretta. You know you're really botheration?
You don't see botheration yet. I'm going to call Lawrence.
What?
For spite, Monica, I'm going to go after you.
Just relax, Myrtle.
No, Simon. I can't do this. I have to go.
Are you sure?
Yes. And even if I accepted your offer to be in a relationship, it's way too early for us to be intimate.
But we've known each other for a while. And I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about this for a long time.
I have thought about you, Simon.
And?
It's just not right. You were with my niece. And after what happened with you and Catalina, she will never forgive me.
I don't know why you people hold on to the past.
Because it is there to make sure they don't make the same mistake again.
I will speak to you soon.
Myrtle, I love you.
Oh God, oh Father in heaven. Bye, Simon.
Only a matter of time, my dear. Only a matter of time.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.